Hello, I'm Chris Farrell of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, it's called... Yes?
What is this about?
And yes, this is about issues in your community as well as the upcoming elections. And for quality... Yes?
What about it?
And yes, we just want to hear your opinion. And for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am a person.
Yes, but can you confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm sitting in my house.
And is that a yes or no? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Is that a yes or no? Are you in a safe
yes.
place?
Okay. What do y'all want? Because I'm really busy.
Now, in which state do you currently live?
I live in California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live? Thank you very much. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you received, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
What was that question again?
Yes. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular
phone? All my calls on my cell phone.
On a cell phone. Thank you. Now, and are you registered to vote in California?
Excuse me?
Are you registered to vote in California?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station?
No, none of them.
Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1956.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial, ethnic, or heritage? Is it
white? I'm African American.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I got a degree in nursing.
Thank you very much. And is that... Okay, thank you. Now, getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
No. Ain't none of them doing nothing.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No, none of them do nothing. All they do is laugh.
We do have a scale. If that helps, we have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president.
Disapprove? I approve. He ain't did nothing. He didn't do nothing.
And would you say that is somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. I disapprove, period.
Strongly?
Ain't no some wit to it. He ain't did nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Not really, because I see they take care of every county but Merced County.
Thank you. And between somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove, where do you fall?
Totally disapprove or whatever.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I don't know. I might not vote.
Oh, but if you had to choose?
I don't know yet.
Okay. That's fine. Now, next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump.
That's a joke, right?
And
no.
In between favorable and unfavorable, where do you fall?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't even know her.
Never heard of her?
Who?
Never heard of her? Of Joanna Garcia Rose? Okay. Thank you.
Who?
And last we have Esmeralda Soraya.
I haven't heard of them neither. Whoever it is.
Thank you. Now moving on.
Do not,
which one?
Do not come in Dos Palos and do nothing. So yeah. I don't know none of them people.
Okay, that's fine. Now, in which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Is it education, border security, healthcare, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, jobs and the economy, taxes, abortion,
security,
or homelessness? Security.
So?
We do have border security and crime and public safety. Which one?
Social security.
Oh, the social security. Just a moment.
Excuse me?
Secure. You said social security as your
yes.
answer? Thank you
yes.
very much. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
1.
Thank you very much. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
I don't know, because I neither one of them worth nothing.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soraya, Democrat, state assembly member?
I don't know them people, so how am I vote for somebody I don't know nothing about?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day, ma'am. I try. Okay. All right. Let me just